Hi there, I'm Luann Fulmer, and welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. Eric, you've been meeting with clients, and you meet with them every single week, and I want to know what's on their minds right now. You're meeting with pre-retirees as well as retirees. What the heck's on the top of their minds?
Well, the main thing probably today is just, what's going on with the stock market, because we've been got a little spoiled. Last year was all up, and nothing down. Literally the first time in stock market history, we had no negative months. And now we had a first quarter of the year that was negative. We've had on and off weeks and months here. And, the second quarter was kind of ho-hum. I mean, for most people, if you had a diversified portfolio, it probably didn't do that much. And, most of this year has been kind of just mostly sideways, and just ups and downs a little bit here. I mean, obviously, we took a big hit in February and some other times, but, it's kind of rebounded from that, which is good. But it's probably one of the big concerns is why is the market not going up? And, what should I be doing differently? Or should I be taking any action? And then, of course, with all the tariffs talk and all these other things, how's that going to affect, stocks and the global economy? And, it's never usually a good, trade wars are never usually a good thing. So, and then for stocks in a global marketplace where almost all the companies in the Dow Jones 30 stocks, almost every single one of them has more than half of their revenue from overseas. So what's a U.S. company and what's an international company? Really hard to tell.
And it really all boils down to the fact, to income, the fact that every retiree needs income. Most of us are going to have Social Security and hopefully a pension. Some people have a pension. Those are the fortunate ones. But honestly, that's not going to probably be enough to cover all the bills. We're going to have to turn to our 401ks or our IRAs or personal savings. We have to turn all that into a stream of income. Eric, how do you discuss retirement income strategies with a potential retiree when you're talking to them? Because there are so many things to consider, like market volatility, as you were just talking about, and inflation and longevity, and, especially if there's not going to be that pension to fall back on.
Yeah, no, it's very true. And really the biggest issue there is, if you have a plan, right? So, should I be taking action for tariffs or other things or all these other stuff? Well, if you got a plan to go back to, it's really easy to make decisions and figure out stuff, but if you're just on your own, then it's a little tougher. Some people have pensions. That's great. And most of us, though, we'll probably have to generate money well above Social Security. And that's what we really want to talk about is when you hit retirement, how do you flip that switch from being just accumulating to actually having that money start putting out income, giving you the paycheck that you just gave up?
Right. Now, we know that Social Security is a very important part of any retirement. So let's talk about, if you don't mind, the role that Social Security plays in an overall retirement strategy and how we can maximize our Social Security benefits.
Yeah, well, I mean, Social Security is still one of the big things that everybody gets, no matter what, pretty much, unless you weren't ever in it and you have a pension or some other ways. But typically, everybody's going to have some Social Security. And for a lot of people, maybe most of their income, or sadly enough, all of it. Lots of times people say, oh, Social Security's going to go bankrupt, Social Security's going to go bankrupt, and all this stuff. It's like, no, as long as there's people working, Social Security's always going to have money. Now, Social Security just did, for the first time since the early 80s, actually used some of the principal in its trust fund. So, that got to be a little bit of a news story there. And what does that mean? Well, it's just like a retiree. If you've been living off your interest for, 10 or 20 or, in this case, 30 plus years, that's great. And at some point, you may have to dip into your principal. And that's what they just recently had to do. So, really what you have to do is figure out how to incorporate Social Security. One of the dumb things I see out there a lot is all these people say, here, we're going to give you a Social Security plan. Well, that makes no sense. If you just say, okay, here's your Social Security plan, well, how can you figure out a Social Security plan not looking at your investments, not looking at your income from other sources, not looking at, marital situation, all this other stuff? So there's a lot of things about, 66, 67, or do you start at 62, start at 70, all these different things. Most people know that if you delay it, increases a lot, especially, after your full retirement age, it increases by 8% a year. So that, there's a lot of different things that you have to take in consideration. But the other part people don't even think about is taxes. How does taxes affect Social Security in terms of IRA taxes and Social Security tax and all this other stuff. So really what you need to do is have a plan. You know, when we're talking with people, we're sitting down with them, and we've been having monthly talks at some local libraries here on Social Security and how to maximize it. And we kind of give the people there all the rules. But the biggest thing that we do is we really say, okay, you got to sit down and have a plan. We got to write down, first and foremost, the blueprint to worryless wealth. I mean, that's our process. And the very first part of that is coming up with an income plan. So that's covering Social Security. If you have a pension, that's great too. But then also looking at what other assets are you going to be taking out of money? Is it just all IRA, or is it Roth money, or is it, you know, just regular stocks? I mean, what's the tax classifications of all those different things? You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. So that's the way to pick Social Security, is really customized solution for you. And that's what we do for people. In the blueprint for worryless wealth, the second part we do is investments, and that's dictated by that income plan, not the other way around. We don't want to have our investments say, oh, here's how much we can get and live on. That's awful. And then we also want to look at taxes, like I said. So that's the third part. Healthcare, legacy options, and that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and your portfolio and worry more about having fun, enjoying life, and getting out there and seeing the world. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, for no cost, no obligation, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. If you want to have a sit down and start this process for you, again, no cost, no obligation, 800-454-1184. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Eric, there are several methods that we're going to go over today throughout our show to create a retirement income stream. Can you go over what those are? And then obviously we'll get into them in more detail.
Yeah, well, the first one's I think a little silly, but it's the 4% rule. Yeah, so this is done back in the 90s and basically just says take out 4% of your assets and, you know, you can increase it with inflation and stuff, and it should hopefully work. And if it doesn't, well, too bad. The second one's really more of a segmentation or a bucket or, you know, different pots of money and basically draining those down, you know, one by one, then moving to the next one. And then the last one is probably the one that makes the most sense for sure, is, and it's gotten to be the most popular probably for a lot of people, is really having some sort of income floor. So meaning, you know, obviously you got Social Security already there. But if you have another set of dollars that's coming in no matter what for the rest of your life, then you've got a baseline of income that you're always going to have. And then from there on up, you know, you can do whatever else you want with your portfolio, but at least you got some set money coming in. So, you know, again, if you wanted to sit down with us and really kind of think about your retirement and get a plan of action, you know, that's when we create that blueprint to worryless wealth. What we do is we actually sit down with you. We go over that income plan. We develop the investment plan, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. There's no cost, no obligation. What we do is have a little visit where we find out what you're worried about. The second visit where we talk about strategies, things that you might be able to change. And that's up to you if you want to work with us. So again, if that's something you'd like to do, all you have to have is at least $250,000 saved for retirement. And just pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. You can also find us at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Eric will discuss ways to help address market volatility and inflation in regards to some of these methods when it comes to retirement planning. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman. Today, we're talking about methods of how to create an income stream in retirement. Eric, what are some of the potential pitfalls that you see in these methods?
Well, just imagine if you went to a doctor and he said you had some disease, and the doctor mentioned that he actually has the same disease. And so he says, well, here's what you should take. And then so you get your prescription, you're about to leave. And then you ask him, well, since you have the same disease, is this the same stuff you take? And he goes, no, I do something totally different.
What?
And, well, wouldn't that be annoying? And wouldn't that make you really kind of concerned? And if you look at any pension fund, any endowment, none of them have 100% of their money in stocks and bonds. Not one. And they all have it way more diversified. What do we have as options in 401ks, 403bs, all these different retirement plans, IRAs? With all the fours, you know, the ones that the companies give you, it's all in the stock market, stocks and bonds, but it's all in the market. So that's one of the things that you got to really watch out for, because that is not how a pension fund would ever operate. And so, yeah, if you're trying to do the 4% rule or the bucket strategy, any of these things, yeah, that market volatility can really kill your entire retirement plan. I mean, there are people who did retire, you know, at the beginning of 2000. And if you think about that decade, you had the dot-com crash that was, you know, along with 9/11, that was three bad years. Then, you know, the market started coming back, and then the real estate market collapsed, then the stock market collapsed, and then it started to come back. By then, you've had half of your first decade of your retirement as all bad times. And guess what would have happened to your portfolio? You know, it would have been clobbered. It would have been way down. You can't have that money come back when you sold it, sold those shares so you could eat or go have fun or go do the stuff you're supposed to do because you worked for 30 or 40 years and finally wanted to have fun. So, you know, that's one of the problems. So, you know, when you're talking about retirement and how to take that money out, market volatility has got to be one of the biggest things, because that timing, that sequence of returns, when's that? Which decade are you going to get? Are you going to get the 2010s that's been pretty much so far all up? Or you can get the 2000s, which was a horrible decade, a decade literally where the S&P at beginning and end had no return. And now we've almost forgotten about it because it's gone up so much since then. So, you know, that's one of the big things about in terms of diversifying your assets and figuring out where your money is what is that income impact of a market volatility going to be on your withdrawals?
Eric, what can we do to help shield our retirement savings from another market correction? Say another one happens.
Well, another one will happen. It's a little crazy to not think that won't happen. I mean, it's just like anything. I mean, everybody goes one way, then they go the other way. And then, you know, things go up and down, up and down. You know, that's just the way life is. And so there will be some. Now, it may not be an 08, hopefully, but you know, there will be some sort of correction, and for sure. And so it's not a matter of when or if, it's just, it will happen. I mean, we've done talks with our clients on understanding market corrections, and we actually have a great piece that we send to people talking about that. And, you know, really what you want to do is look at your portfolio, see, is it been rebalanced? I mean, every quarter you should be rebalancing your portfolio, making sure that it's in the right mix. If one area shot up a ton, then you want to start selling off some of that. You're supposed to sell high, even though people hate to do that. And that way you're buying something that's gone low, which people hate to do too. But that's how you win in the end. Then what you want to do is look at, you know, what types of assets do you have? I mean, for our clients, we're going to always have them in three types of assets. We're going to have them in the market money, of course. You're kind of forced to that with the 401ks and 403bs and all those types of things. But we're also going to have some steady income money. This is stuff that's paying typically 5, 6, 7% on a monthly basis, ideally. And that's going in your portfolio every single month. If you're retired, then that can go into your bank account, of course, every single month. And that makes it a little easier not to have to have more income coming in. And then lastly, you want to have some sort of real guaranteed income. So if you don't have a pension, If you're not on Social Security yet, or even if you are on Social Security, you know, how can you get another paycheck? How can you get a kind of a third Social Security check, right? How can you have, you know, 1,000, 2,000, maybe 3,000 more a month coming in the door, no matter what, day in, day out, you know, for the rest of your life? If you're going to have that set up, then that gives you that floor of income that so many people want. And, you know, really helps you avoid the sequence of returns, that issue where, you know, you're taking money out when market's going down. And that happened early on in your retirement. That could blow most of your retirement years, or at least knock off 5 or 10 years of how long your money's going to last. So, you know, again, this is where there's one simple solution. It's always the same. It's creating that blueprint to worry less wealth, that actual plan. So the first and foremost thing, if you're working with any financial advisor, they should give you a written income plan. Something that shows you, with inflation adjustments, taxes, everything, how is your income, you know, how much money can you be taking out for the rest of your life? How much will you need to have? And will it last? So that's the first and foremost thing that you got to have. Then you can figure out what investments to be investing in to get that income. What's the tax ramifications of all those types of issues? What's the healthcare issues, legacy issues? Those are all things that you want to put together in one nice little 9-page plan. That's personalized to you. Something we can do for no cost to you, no obligation. All you do is come in. We have a great visit where we find out what you're worried about, have a second visit and go over some strategies, show you what course you're on, and see if you want to make some course corrections or not. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, all you have to do is pick the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. If you want to get that second opinion and get that plan going, again, 800-454-1184 or wealthcreator.com. It's wealthcreator.com.
Eric, what do you think is the biggest shortcoming in all these approaches to generating income in retirement?
Well, by far the biggest shortcoming is the fact that they typically all involve 100% allocation to stocks and bonds. So if you talk about the 4% rule, what that's saying is, okay, if you have a diversified portfolio, whatever mix that'll be, you know, is it 50-50, is it 60-40 stocks and bonds, you know, whatever it is, that you're supposedly going to be able to live on that for the rest of your life if you only take out 4%, and you should be able to increase that with inflation and so forth. The reality is, if you have, you know, October of 2007 to March of 2009, the S&P dropped 53%. So that's half your money. Now, if you're working, that didn't matter. But if you're taking out 4% and you take out that same withdrawal, so let's just do some math here, right? If you had $1 million and you're taking out 4%, that's, you know, 40,000. Well, then you're supposed to go up with inflation. So you should probably be taking maybe, say, 42 or something like that the next year. Well, if your portfolio is now maybe at 500,000, now all of a sudden you're taking out 8% just 1 year later. You're taking out, you know, you've doubled your withdrawal rate. And so now how does that, you know, that 42,000 come out of that 500? How does that affect the market when it recovered? Well, that was a ton of shares you just cashed in of, you know, either stocks or funds or whatever. And so that's not going to come back. So that is one of the big problems. So, you know, again, that's why when we're sitting down with people, we're going to look at that and we're going to say, okay, how do we solve this? You know, how can we do a little bit better than just throwing it all in the stock market and hoping that it's going to be okay? So really what we do, when we're sitting down with people, we're creating that blueprint to worry less wealth. We're going to have an income plan that will show how to overtake inflation and you know, have some protections for all this market volatility. That goes in. So once we have that income plan, we can say, okay, where should we invest it? And should we have it some stuff that's going to be guaranteed, some money that's going to always be there, so that way we don't have to dip into our principal as much? Also, what if we have some steady income money that's coming in also every month, where you don't have to be cashing in principal again? So if you have these things, you got options. Then we're going to look at the taxes, we're going to look at the healthcare and legacy issues. And that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we can create for you and your family. There's no cost, no obligation. What we want you to do is worry less about the stock market and your portfolio and more about having fun, enjoying life, and seeing the world. So if that's something you'd like to do, Again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. And you can also find us at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number
0E89971. Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Their strategies will help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs. So listen up for your chance to call in and set up a complimentary discovery session with Eric. Today, Eric and I are talking about ways to create an income stream in retirement and why that's so important. So again, let's go back to any shortcomings in generating income in retirement.
Well, you know, lots of times people think that there should be some magic number. All I need is $1 million, right? I mean, I remember in high school, if my goal was if you made 100 grand, you'd be set for life. You'd be like a millionaire. You'd be so wealthy. And the crazy part now is there was just a thing released where $100,000 is about the low income level for getting housing subsidies now in the Bay Area. So that's how crazy, you know, things have changed. So, you know, having a set number like $1 million or something like that, it's tough to do because that's really not what your goal is. Your goal should be really how much income do I need, and what's that income goal? So is that, you know, 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 a month, whatever that number is. Obviously, it depends on what kind of situation you have. You know, if you've got your mortgage paid off, then your income number could be $2,000 or $3,000 less than most people. You know, there's a lot of things that you have to worry about if you're just trying to pick some random number, because you might get there and it might not be the place you want to be. So really what you want to do is say, okay, if I want to retire at, you know, say whatever the number is, $8,000 in today's money, you know, what would that be like at my retirement day? How do I need to start saving and really do the calculations that way? Then you can start seeing, okay, am I on track? I mean, where am I going? Am I going to the right spot? And, you know, in terms of my savings, in terms of where I'm, you know, headed, am I doing the catch-ups on 401ks and, you know, IRAs? Am I, you know, doing the after-tax contributions to my 401k and then converting them to Roth? That's a great new strategy that a lot of companies have. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are out there, but, you know, it's really kind of goes back to what I always end up going back to is the plan.
The percentage of people turning 100 is the fastest growing population right now, which just, that is just crazy. I'm glad, though. That's so good. So what more can be done to deal with longevity risk, Eric?
Yeah, well, longevity risk is very different, actually, in retirement. There's kind of two things. I mean, one is we all, for some reason, have this built-in thing where we all think we're going to die sooner than everybody else in our family. I mean, it's just incredible rare. I mean, maybe I've had 5% of the people think that they're going to outlive their parents, but it's so small and so rare. I mean, literally almost everybody says, oh, well, they live till then, but I'm not going to do that. Or, you know, they live to this age, you know, they were 95, but I don't think I'll live past 90. It's like, hold it. You've got tons more medical technology, all this other stuff. Well, why won't you live? You know, but for some reason, we all kind of just don't want to think about it, I guess, and are worried about it, or what's it going to be like. You know, one of the crazy parts right now is years ago, this is actually not even very recent change, that the life insurance tables go to 120. So really what that means is 60s middle aged. And so
I like that.
So that part's good for a lot of us. So that part is helpful. But yeah, 120 seems like a really, really long number. And so, you know, there are ways to make sure you're going to have some money. You know, obviously one concern is what's the quality of life and all those types of issues. But the probably the bigger, scariest thing I think for most married couples is, say one person has a lot of health issues and then passes away early on, you know, maybe in their 70s or early 80s, and then the other one makes it to 100. Well, if they get there having, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 less because of all that medical care costs that you know, the spouse that got ill used up, and the healthy spouse now has so much less money, you know, how are you going to get by? And so that's where sometimes even having some specialty life insurance products out there that are designed just for these types of issues, or having some of these guaranteed lifetime payout annuities, not those horrible variable annuity ones. Those ones are typically never going to be the highest payout because they have to overcome the risk of the stock market. So the ones that pay the highest, which are usually the fixed indexed ones, you know, having some sort of set guaranteed income on a joint life basis, because when one person dies, you lose one Social Security check. And, you know, that's always the case. So, you know, how are you going to get by with less income and, you know, and still having a lot of the same fixed costs? So, you know, that's one of the things that really we try to help people with and figure that out. And again, that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. That blueprint is your ticket to knowing what your income plan is going to be. Yeah, how much can I live on? How long will that last? It will go up with inflation, so forth. What's the taxes going to be on it? Then we get into where should we now be investing our money? Because if you're getting within 5 or 10, 15, even 15 years of retirement, you got to start shifting your assets to being where you want them to be by retirement. Then we're going to look at the tax ramifications between now and then, look at what options we do so that we can have you pay the least taxes over your lifetime, not the least taxes in 1 year. And then look at the healthcare and legacy issues. That's the five parts of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we can create for you and your families. No cost, no obligation. Just a quick visit about what are you worried about. And then have another meeting where we really just kind of go over, okay, here's the path you're on and here's some things you might want to change. And then it's up to you if you want to hire us or not. So again, if you want to take advantage of this, you just need to pick the phone, call today, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184, or you can go on wealthcreator.com. It's wealthcreator.com.
So, Eric, out of all the methods in retirement planning that we've talked about, which one do you use the most?
Well, as you can tell, I'm not a big fan of the 4% rule. I think it's just a little misguided, and it was created back when bonds were paying, I think, about 7 or 8% interest, not, you know, 1 or 2. And so that's one big issue. You know, having the bucket strategies, having spending down different things can kind of work somewhat. You know, it's probably maybe a second step. Really, the primary one, the one that I think most people really need to have, and there's actually been some academic studies that back this, where really having some sort of, you know, actually using annuity, which are those horrible things everybody hates, and having that annuity and having that guaranteed lifetime income. And so really, usually what we're talking about is you're usually buying a deferred annuity first. So the deferred annuity is one where it's growing, making money, but you're not turning it on today. And then what you're going to do is at some point down the road, you'll either start withdrawing money from it, you know, or actually have a lifetime, you know, guaranteed lifetime income payout. And so these ones, you don't want to use the variable annuities. These ones cannot have the highest guarantees because they're having to insure against stock market losses and then try to insure against your longevity. It's too many things in the equation. So, you know, really the only good ones are the indexed kind. These are fixed index. So fixed means your principal's safe. You know, it can't drop. You know, so it's guaranteed and backed up by the claims paying ability of the insurance company. And then, you know, they'll start paying you that income for life. And if you've got that floor of income there, that money that's going to always be coming in on top of Social Security, then, you know, you can have some steady income money, putting some money out. And then if you want to use some bucket strategies where you have, say, hey, on the you know, invest it here and spend it down over 5 years or so forth. You know, that's where you could throw in some of these other options. But, you know, so again, this, of course, always goes back to the plan. So, you know, what we want to do is create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want to have that income plan that says, should we use an annuity or not? Look at both ways. You know, we can actually analyze it, see which way would be better, and actually put statistical proof around that number and show you if it's better or worse. Then we can look at how you should be investing that, of course, and then what's the tax ramifications, what's the healthcare issues, legacy issues. That's all going to be built into this very personalized 9-page blueprint to worry less wealth. So we want you to worry less about your retirement, less about having to watch your portfolio, more about having fun and enjoying life and seeing the world. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick up the phone, no cost, no obligation, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can find us at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Coming up in our next segment, Eric has a special guest again from Open Mortgages, Marilyn Brown Ross. So stick around for that. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman. I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross. She's our reverse mortgage expert. So good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, going back to reverse mortgages and you know, obviously, I guess we need to start off. What are they, first and foremost, right? It's a way to get rid of your mortgage payment. Right.
Right. You get a reverse mortgage allows you to remain in your home without making a payment, unlike a regular mortgage. And there's no way anybody can foreclose on you because there is no payment due. But there are certain things per the government guidelines, because this is a government loan. You need to pay your property tax, your homeowner's insurance, and keep the house in decent repair.
Yeah, and so there's obviously lots of uses. I mean, sometimes people just need it because they're out of money, right? I mean, that's why they got to have it, so it's the backup plan.
That's right. Or they have medical needs. All of a sudden, the husband or wife needs in-home care, and they've exhausted. I just have a client that went through $600,000. Just for in-home care. And he said, I want my wife at home. So we're going to do the reverse mortgage, and he's going to use it for that. But it can be used. There's no restrictions on how you use it. You can use it to travel. You can use it to pay other bills. You can use it for any purpose you want to.
Yeah. And so, you know, one of the things is people don't really always think about is tax savings. And I mean, have you had some clients who've done it for more of a tax planning strategy?
Absolutely. I'm going to do this. Well, some of them. I had one client, he has at Wells Fargo, had a $5 million portfolio, and he owned 5 pieces of property outright. He said, you know what? I need money, and I don't want to delve into my portfolio. I don't want to have to pay tax. I don't want to have anything to bring that down. So I'm going to do the reverse mortgage. And he did it with a line of credit. He said, I don't need it today, but I'm going to need it in the future. And the line of credit has a growth rate attached to it. So you start with one figure, whatever that is. He didn't need any money out. And he owed no money on his home. So I think his line of credit was way up there, like in the 400,000s. He was in his 80s. And he just let it sit there till he needed it. And it was wonderful. I still talk to him. He calls me. He said that was the best thing I ever did, because every year there's more money, more money, more money there.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that he's not having to sell stuff.
Exactly.
He's not having to pay the tax on it. Yeah.
That's exactly
now, obviously,
what
if he's got
said.
IRA money, he's got to take that out. But for the regular money,
right.
No, he doesn't
have
to touch
and
it.
And that's what he said. I don't want to have to pay tax. And anything with a reverse mortgage, any of it is not taxable. You get to access the money and no taxes are due.
Right, so, since it's a loan.
Right.
And so, you know, that's one thing I don't think a lot of people really think about as they think about the, you know, interest or other things. Well, even though the interest rates now are still, what, 4 or 5%
yeah,
or something like
right.
that? I mean, but even if they were, say they jumped to 10%, well, if you're selling something that's going to cost you 30% tax hit.
Exactly.
Then which one's better?
Yes.
It's like people don't really think that all the way through. That can be a big difference, because if you don't have to be liquidating your assets, that's going to help you a lot.
Absolutely. And a lot of financial, I've really seen an increase in the understanding of the reverse mortgage with financial planners. That a while back it was, oh no, don't do that. But now I think they're grasping what it really can do for the client. You know, it really can be a tool that they really need to secure their future.
Right. What are some other unique or different uses that people have had?
Boy, with the healthcare today is just like
a big one.
It's a big one, because they're, what are you paying an hour for people to come into your home? It's just huge. To go into a facility is $10,000 or more a month. You know, I know 10 years ago, my mom had to go in. She fell and broke her femur. And it was back then. It was $10,000 a month to have her in that facility. Well, how fast does that go?
Right.
No matter how much you have, that's a huge amount of money every year to keep them.
Yeah. And so is there, I know you had somebody who was gifting money, right?
Gifting. I had one darling lady that she said, you know what? It was her 90th birthday. And I'm going to have a big party up in San Francisco. I have 10 grandchildren. They're all going to be there, and I want to give them each a check for $10,000, because I want to see the look on their face while I'm alive. I don't want to leave it to them when I'm gone, and I don't get to see how it affects them. So that's just what she did. She did the reverse mortgage. She had the birthday party, gave each grandchild a check for that. They were just elated, of course.
Right.
And she said, and now I got to see the joy in their eyes rather than leaving it when I'm up in the clouds, hopefully. Might be somewhere else, but when I'm up in the clouds, I don't get to see the reaction. So yeah, that was one of the man in his 70s, always wanted to take flying lessons. He couldn't afford to do it. He did the reverse to take flying lessons. Yeah, there's
neat.
Yeah. So it fulfills your dreams sometimes. Sometimes it's need-based, you know. It just depends on what's going on in your life at the time.
And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman. I've got my monthly contributor, Marilyn Brown Ross, talking about reverse mortgages. So, you know, in terms of just strategy, you know, like obviously gifting is one thing. You know, there's also just the fact that they don't have to go raid their portfolio, so they don't have to sell their house. So tax-wise, I mean, you know, that step up in basis is huge when somebody passes away.
It's huge. Because I had a lady that was thinking, she called me about doing it. Her property went up in value to $5 million. They paid $36,000 for it in
wow.
1968. And she had done nothing to the property. It was immaculate. I mean, clean, but it was original.
Wow.
So if she sold that, and she never thought about it, you know, she said, I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to do the reverse or I'm going to sell. So I said, well, either one, you know, I don't believe it has to be the client's decision. But I did point out, wow, your capital gains,
yeah,
it's going to really be. And she said,
$1.5 million or $2 million in taxes.
She said, I never even gave that a thought. So obviously she went ahead and did the reverse. So when she passes it to her daughter, the daughter is saved, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The daughter, literally, it's at least $1.5 million.
Exactly.
that tax that disappears at death.
She said, oh my gosh, I never ever thought of that aspect of it. But when I'm dealing with somebody, I always say, you know, do you have a financial planner? Do you have a CPA? Let's talk together. Let's see what their opinion is, because I want everybody to have the best. I want everybody to have the best advice possible from everybody, an attorney.
Right. And you work with those people's advisors. Or
absolutely. I did have one client, poor thing. She had MS. She was on the couch. She needed 24-hour help. So she said, I need to do this. I've gone through all my savings. So I said, okay. I went out. I presented it to her. She said, this is what I want to do, but I want to talk to my attorney. I said, absolutely, you do that. So she called me the next day and she said, oh my gosh, he told me, do not do a reverse mortgage. The bank is going to take the house. And I went, oh my, what is his name? So she told me, and I called him and I said, I'd like to explain to you about, I know all about reverse mortgages. He knew it all, but he really knew nothing.
Right.
And I don't have time. I said, how about if I pay you? I'll pay you for an hour, but I want to come out. So that kind of went, oh, okay. I went out, and when I left, he said, I had no idea what was really a reverse mortgage. The number one thing I thought is they signed the house over to the bank, you know, right, that, and the bank owned the house. But so she did it and everything was fine. And he's one of my best referral partners today. You know, when he has somebody, he says, absolutely, it's a wonderful product for the right person.
Yeah. And so it's all about knowledge and really learning. And
right. It's all about knowledge and meeting somebody. Like I think I've always said, meet face to face with someone in your area. Don't be doing things on the television. You see a number, oh, call this and we'll help you, because they don't see you. They don't know your personal situation. You need to really get personal with someone, a loan
officer. You need Tom Selleck? You should listen to him.
Oh, yeah. Tom Selleck, yes.
I think he's on one of those ads.
Right? He is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so, yeah, really it comes down to getting real data, real information, right, stuff that you really need to know. And it can be critical because, I mean, you're talking literally sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars,
it's
right?
It's a big move to make. Yes. So you want to make sure you're doing the right thing.
And so if they want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And then there's also always a link for your email at wealthcreatorradio.com. So again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. Well, it was great having you this month, and we'll have you back next month.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
We'll be back with the rest of our show right after this. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number
0E89971. Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Thanks for joining us today. We were talking about income flooring methods. And what are some potential drawbacks of this?
Well, you know, again, having any sort of income plan, you want to make sure it works in all situations. So, yeah, if you're talking about, you know, having that 4% rule, you know, that could be blown up by a big market crash. The bucket strategies can work, but then again, same thing, market crash issues. So the income floor, yeah, if you have enough time to set it up, it works. So the problem is if you're trying to get it going and you're trying to retire next week, it's a little tougher to really use that. And so ideally what you want to do is really take some, you know, say some runway space or whatever you want to call it, but have some time for that to grow and to percolate. And that way you're going to have a lot better chance of having it work well. So yeah, if you can do this 5 to 10 years out prior to retirement, you're going to be very much happier about the result.
Well, Eric, you have given us a lot to consider today when we're thinking about different methods for retirees. What would you recommend to retirees, maybe even some pre-retirees who are listening today? What would you recommend to them?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, you probably shouldn't do on your own. Dentistry is probably one. That's a tough one. Haircuts, probably another one. It's probably not the best thing to do on your own. I guess you could do it, but you have to be really good with mirrors. And, you know, the other one is really getting into retirement without talking to at least a professional. If you like to do things on your own, hey, that's great. But, you know, if you haven't thought about all these things and you haven't been trained for years on all these different issues that are going to come up, you really should find somebody to at least run the plan by, because there's a lot of things that retail investors, do-it-yourself type people, can't have access to. I mean, there's stuff that we work with that, you know, there's no way you can get it on your own. You have to go through either an advisor or just not use that tool. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the institutional side that we have that you know, retail investors just can't do it. So in terms of being your do-it-yourselfer, that means you're limiting yourself to a lot less products, a lot less options out there. So, you know, if you're going to be retiring in 5-10 years, that's when you got to really say, hey, I got to sit down with somebody. And what you want to do is find somebody who's a real fiduciary. The fiduciary rule is basically just kicked out of court. So that one's gone. So not somebody who kind of acts like one and kind of is one. No, you either are or aren't. And so if they're a registered investment advisor, if they don't have the term registered representative on them, if they have registered representative, they're not a fiduciary first and foremost. At first, they're a commissioned stockbroker. So you want somebody like us who works for you, who you hire us. We don't work for somebody else and then work for you on a secondary basis. So, you know, that'd be one of the things to look at. And then that way, you know, you can see what the differences are, see what your plan's at, and, you know, they should be giving you that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income plan, the investment plan to create that income, tax planning. They should be able to do tax planning and help you with taxes, and then look at the healthcare and legacy, and that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to help you and your family with. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. We want you to not have to worry about your portfolio or worry about your money. We want you to worry about having fun, enjoying life, and seeing the world. So call 800-454-1184. It's 800-454-1184. That's all for this week's show, but we've got a lot of resources and even podcasts of the show at wealthcreator.com, or you can also find us on iTunes. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.